Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. People from across the country will visit Kentucky this weekend to browse and shop during the 400-mile yard sale. Yard sale coordinator Debbie Spencer with We Make Things Happen says the four-day event along U.S. 6880 from eastern to western Kentucky continues to grow each year.
We're really excited. This is actually our 14th year of doing it. And you're right, it absolutely just keeps growing and growing and growing. In fact, when it starts on Thursday, by Friday it doubles, and by Saturday it's even overwhelming how many people set up. So yeah, it is a lot of fun and a lot of opportunities for people to sell their stuff.
Spencer says people now just concentrate on one section of the yard sale each year.
It's getting point that it's so big that a lot of people just do a section of it this year, and then next year they'll do another section, which is really nice. And they get to see Kentucky, which we're taking them into 60 different communities, and you really find some true treasures, but also find some true treasures in the communities themselves.
She says one of the fun things about the 400-mile yard sale is you never know what people may be interested in purchasing.
Well, it's just kind of interesting. We had some people from Alaska actually find lawn chairs and ship them to Alaska, which I think is crazy. But they did. They found such a great bargain, it was worth shipping it. But, I mean, the treasures that you find, it's endless.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Spencer adds the 400-mile event is more than just a series of yard sales.
Over the years, there's a lot of fundraising being done to assist a family that might be in having some financial troubles, or it might be a church in order to send their kids to church camp. It might be the football team raising money for their uniforms. I mean, it's a lot of different things, but it helps the community for sure.
She says the website makes it easy to get back to the communities that you may visit along the way.
Yeah, it kind of makes you more aware of where you're at. Plus, the drive is beautiful. Highway 68 is a historic scenic byway, and when you go on the curvy roads that take you into the old highway, you will absolutely see some breathtaking farms and communities.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.